To answer is human. To question is divine. Welcome to the world of the Hidden Gateway, an exhilarating podcast exploring the concepts humans have been struggling with since the dawn of existence, such as, who are we? Is there such a thing as good and evil, or are they arbitrary constructs? Does the paranormal exist? How can we evolve to a higher state? Can our mind influence what we term as reality? Providing a transcendental approach combined with hard-nosed humanistic analysis, we invite you on a journey to question your worldview in this theater of life. Join our host, Justin Williams, as he explores the outer realms of faith, the supernatural, human potential, and even our concepts of the universal creator with a fascinating array of guests. This is the unseen world, magical, mysterious, and mystical, where your only limitation is your imagination. This is the Hidden Gateway.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Hidden Gateway Podcast. As always, my name is Justin Williams, and today's guest really needs no introductory. She's been on the show now several times. She's our local podcast resident, like I like to call her. She has taught us how to love ourselves. She has taught us how to heal. She has taught us how to fight this spiritual warfare going on in this matrix. And she's just overall such a beautiful spirit. Mia Kafakos, welcome back to the Hidden Gateway Podcast. How are you doing?
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm really good. I'm always happy when you reach out. I said this before. It's like I've turned down all podcasts this year, but when you reached out, I was like, no. And it's just, and it's like God is calling me to go and speak some truth. So yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Well, that's so sweet. Thank you for being here. You know, you have just been amazing in all you do. Obviously, we follow each other on Facebook, and you continue to do your good works, helping people. But as we know, there are a lot of challenges that we all have to deal with in this chaotic world that we live in. And one thing, Mia, that I really would love to get into today is programming and mind control and, you know, programs that may be streamed into our field for that purpose. So let's start there, my friend. Let's start there. How deep or how serious is this, that this mind control thing going on?
Yeah, I think I would like to say to everyone listening to take a deep breath and connect to your heart, because it can be triggering to hear some things, and our inner child can start to get triggered and feel fear, and the nervous system can react. So then maybe you need to breathe a little bit more and maybe take a pause and come back. But we know truth when we hear truth, and it awakens things inside of us, right? But I had this massive clearing 3 days ago, which called clearing the poverty consciousness.
That's right.
Yeah, and we were almost 700 people from all over the world. And there was a moment in time, there was a specific timeline where they seeded, there was actually extraterrestrials that seeded in the fear, the seed of fear into our system, into our light body. And that seed of fear eventually grew into enslavement and poverty consciousness. And, you know, if we think about how crazy it is that we get birthed into a debt system where we need to pay for our basic needs, it's insane, right? That's just like crazy. And the amount of mind controlling is, there's no limits to it. It's in the food, it's what we listen to, it's what we read, it's the signs, it's on the clothes, it's everywhere. And it's designed to activate that seed of fear that was once upon a time installed inside of us. What they want to do with this like mind controlling is to distract us from really listening and following the guidance. I mean, we just talked about spiritual devotion and practices this morning. I can tell you, Jason, that you many times a day hear God tell you, you need to pray more and you need to meditate more.
You get distracted.
It takes 1 second. And it's all the time. So they want to distract us from receiving the true messages from God, from our higher selves, and really all the time be on the highest timeline. So they want to distract us from that. They want to create fear and like personal insecurity all the time. So we feel that we don't have enough, that we could have a little bit more to feel safe. If I just have a little bit more or something like that, then I will feel safe. So there's so many, many ways they work on us. The amazing thing is, though, that I can be like, when I go into people's light bodies, I had a session just before now, I'm like, whoa, there's so many implants. They have installed so much nanotechnology, so advanced stuff. And still we manage to wake up. We are awakening, we are remembering, and I'm like, we are fierce. There's nothing that can stop us. We came here and like, you know, they just made us like robots, but still we managed to wake up. That's incredible.
That is incredible. And I think I know that speaks to how powerful we are, right? That divine light, that divine energy that lives within us. They can do all this stuff, try to give us all this stuff through food, water, medicine, yet and still we have the ability to ascend above that, to rise above that, right? And every day is a new opportunity, you know.
Definitely.
But it's never easy. It's never easy. Mia, I heard you say on one of your social media platforms, you said the divine feminine needs to heal and soften for the divine masculine to anchor in 100%. Tell me about the importance of that when we talk about, not succumbing to these negative dark energies that we have to deal with. And how important is that for a man and a woman to be integrated, to be one or equally yoked in order to ascend higher and live in their purpose and stand in their truth?
Yeah, good question. I mean, in the perfect world where we're heading is, we have this sacred marriage between the feminine and the masculine with God. So we married to feel God, because God is the perfect embodiment of the feminine and the masculine. There's no separation there, right? So, but I worked so much with women. I've held so many women's circles and worked so deeply with the feminine. And the wounded feminine and the wounds in the feminine is massive. It was so massive. So, you know, there has been an era of women going into their power, and then they forget how to soften, and the man don't know how to be a man. So I mean, this is something I've been going through myself. So, you know, first I need to liberate myself of being like suppressed in my feminine, and then liberating myself into the amount where I became very masculine, right? And then I'm like, where is my man? He cannot meet me. And of course, because I didn't know how to soften. And oh my God, it's such a work, because we need to, it's very, very uncomfortable to soften and be so vulnerable, because then you can get stabbed. And, you know, what if this person betrays you or abandons you or anything like that? But the truth, my truth, is that no one can abandon you except yourself. No one can betray yourself except yourself.
Love that. That's awesome. Mm. And that is so true. Because after all, it all starts with us anyway, right?
Yes.
So as we build ourselves up and we stand in our divine truth and we are in our purpose and being who the Father wants and needs us to be, we have no fear, right? Even when it comes to a husband or a wife or a partner. We have no fear, regardless of what they decide to do. We should know that we're going to be okay, you know. But that's not always easy. That can be a challenge.
No, exactly.
But it's possible. Yeah.
And the second part is also, I do believe that, you know, this is just what I received, but, you know, the female body holds the magnetic energy. So we are the ones that receives, you know, the information from God usually. So we are like, do this, let's do this, do this, do this, like that. And the man is just angry and like, okay, let's see. Okay, we do this, we do this. But once, you know, the female has healed, I mean, we women, we were actually chosen, most of us, to go out there and do the healing first. This is what I'm seeing. And once the woman is like, okay, I will not judge my man, or I will not judge a man when he's distorted in his sexuality, I will actually hold space for this distortion to be healed if there's porn or whatever. But I mean, I've worked with couples for so long, and when a woman gets spiritual, she was like, I just want to be, you know, I want to do like energy, I want to do kundalini. And the man is like, I want to, you know, and it's right, like, okay, right. So how can we meet? And no one has wrong or right. So it's like, okay, how can we meet? You know, the man is like, you're turning into an alien. Like, I don't know.
Right.
You know, we used to humpy bumpy like this, and now it's like, so we need to, if we want, of course, maybe we don't want to hold space for our partner in this, but I do see that once the female is okay and she can witness the man in his darkness and in his light, I see men click in very fast. We needed to go through a lot of more healing because of all, you know, the rape, the distortion, all that has been through eons of lifetimes of suppression. But once we have healed and forgiven both the wounded and distorted female, because we have also manipulated man through sex. So it's not like we have been saints. We like, no, you will not get any, or yes, you will get. So we also been manipulating. So once we have healed all of this, the men can very easily click in, but we cannot expect that they're going to be perfect, you know, ascended masters immediately. So again, you know, they will be mind controlled every now and then, and they will look at your boobs sometimes. It's like, you know, but can you be okay with that and just like assist the man to come back to the heart? Or will you judge and be a part of the bad cycle to continue?
Right. That's so good. And tell me about how important, like, you know, from a man's perspective, you know, a lot of men have issues, or not issues, but it's really hard for a lot of men to be vulnerable, right? To really express themselves to their wife or their girlfriend, and to really go to a place where they may be judged. I think that's like a lot of men. I think that's their biggest fear with opening up to women, is they may be judged because of their experiences they had in the past. Maybe they tried to do that in the past with someone else, and a woman told them, you need to man up.
Yes. What,
you know, so how can a man get to a place where they feel comfortable being vulnerable to a woman, so a man and woman can have that type of relationship that you talked about? And I understand everything you said about the woman, and that's great. The healing process and coming to a place where, you know, that man can lock in, like you said, and then there's that balance. But what would you say, like, when you coach couples and men have these vulnerability issues, what do you tell them? What can a man do to come to a place to meet his wife in that space?
So first, I believe it's important to sit with that vulnerability yourself and to be able to be vulnerable and cry by yourself. Because that's usually also very hard. So like, you know, allow this emotion so you kind of reprogram it inside of you, because there's a program running in the man that thinks that they are weak when they are sad, right? So you need to reprogram that, all that you've heard from maybe your parents and other men and blah, blah, blah. Sit with that, reprogram that, and then you will probably feel more safe to do it in front of the woman. But when I coach like couples, I also say to the women that they need to be prepared for their reaction, because we can long for a vulnerable man, but we haven't seen so many vulnerable men. So we will also react to it after a while, maybe, as a weakness,
Wow.
So I was like in my, there was one relationship where I was like, I'm so spiritual. I'm so healed. I want to have this vulnerable guy. And he was so vulnerable and he was crying day in and day out. And I was like,
oh, wow.
I was like, I needed to see my darkness because like, I was like, man up guy, you know, yeah, and I was shit. And I, that was such a lesson to me. And so, but again, also vulnerability and so it's a practice because, you know, our parents didn't teach us that. They didn't teach, you know, to share vulnerability, to show yourself sad or.
Right.
Yeah. So it's a total reprogramming, but every time you manage is a win.
Yes, it's a win. And not only is it a win for ourselves and our husband or wife, but if you start a family or if you have a family and a couple goes through that healing process and then you have children, and I think you kind of spoke to that a minute ago. Think about how that's going to change your children, right? And not only your children, but your children's children. And all of a sudden, years, 50, 60, 70 years down the line, you've changed a whole generation, generation upon generation. It's almost like being a chain breaker, right?
Yes.
That's a beautiful thing.
Definitely.
That's a beautiful thing.
And behind all of that is also a total reprogramming of what is happiness, right? Some people think that I'm not happy if I'm crying, you know, and I'm like, I'm super happy if I cry, you know, and I'm super powerful if I dare to cry.
Wow. Okay. Now, I want you to tell me about, you mentioned it, Mia, just maybe about 10 minutes ago, but you recently had this clearing and cleansing event, clearing poverty consciousness event, right? Tell me about that a little more. Let's talk about that and tell me about, you don't have to go into specific stories about what people experience. I mean, you can if you want, but tell me about the purpose and what people have to look forward to after they attend an event like that.
Well, to attend to an event like that, you need to be very courageous and, you know, because I talk about the entire alien invasion of this planet. And I mean, when I heard it the first time 8 years ago, I was so shocked. A part of me didn't want to receive it. I was like, no, this is nonsense. But a part of me is like, oh, my God, this is so true. So I go through that and then I'm actually just guided to flow through to that exact moment in the timeline where they're seated in that fear. And then we start to clear all the nasty implants into details, right? There's false holographic inserts, there's deep mind controls, the nanobots. We go really deep, but it's like a whole experience where, of course, we bring in God and then we ask for all abundance that comes through is only from God and not from any Luciferian or satanic family lineage or from our ego or from any program, but all abundance comes from God. And we work with opening up to receive all this incredible abundance that is there for us.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you ever, I mean, I know you've seen, you know, all those nanotechnologies and all these dark energies in people. What about, like, say, attachments or possessions? Tell me about that. Would that be useful for clearing those out too?
Oh, yes. We cleared multiple personalities. Cleared, demonic spirits, imposter spirits. I mean, most people I see daily have moments of imposter spirits feeding on their ego when we are not fully aligned with God. So this is the thing. I mean, they are streaming in different energies and really advanced technology to activate our nervous system to all the trauma response from childhood. And that's when they get us, right? And that moment they attack us, that's when we get angry or lose control or say yes to something that wouldn't be good just because we don't want the whole story to go and someone will disappoint it and blah, 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 blah. That's like, so, but the entire process we're undergoing now is actually to to go through all these challenges, all these lessons and mistakes, to find our divine truth, like your truth. So you become this person that is reliable for everyone, yeah, and for yourself. So you know that I will speak my truth no matter what. And I will be able to return back to unconditional love, even to my worst enemy. And even those that are walking here on earth and are not human, you know, we cannot be a part of the separation because... And then through the divine love and divine truth, we anchor in the divine power and we become unstoppable and impenetrable because we know that the controllers only want us to feel fear and feel separated, to feel better or lower than anyone else. And even, you know, saying like we are, you know, not part of this and that. So it's like we're still one and we have chosen to have a human experience and we will all return back to God eventually.
That's right. That's right. Thank you. That is awesome. That is awesome. Hey, I wanted to ask you about a couple really cool events that you have coming up this summer. I saw that looks like it's going to be Deep Source Healing. Mm-hmm. That's in May. And then you also have the other one, the Shamanic Mastery Activation event in June. Mia, that sounds, tell me about, let's start with that one, Shamanic Mastery Activation. What's up with that?
I have so much shamanic gifts inside of me. And always when I come together and hold spaces, I see so, like every person almost on this planet have incarnated as a shaman and has a very strong connection to earth and the elements. And there's incredible gifts to retrieve by connecting to the elements of Mother Earth. But also there's galactic shamans. So it's I don't actually know exactly what's going to happen. I just do what my guides told me. But that's there's right. a lot of gifts to retrieve. And around June, we are in the solstice period, which is like really a powerful time. And there's really this opening of portals of retrieval and remembrance. And I mean, oh my God, we have only accessed, I say to you, Jesus, 5% of our capacity yet. We are so advanced. We are so freaking advanced.
Right. Amazing. And then the Deep Source Healing, that sounds like that's going to be just amazing too.
Yeah, that's I'm doing it together with Elizabeth Rose. She's a transchanneler since over like 20 years and hypnotherapist. So we go actually into trance and then we just channel source energy and usually really epic, like a lot of healing coming through
for all
timelines. And then we have the Lion's Gate also that comes in August, which is like very important event. Yeah. So this time
we have an event for that every year, right?
I usually have every year, but now they told me to have a series of three. So preparing the light body first, then the actually 8th of August, and then the integration, because we forget to integrate. That's when the upgrade happens, right? We do amazing things, even amazing parties, and then we go to the work next day, but we need to integrate to really like what really happened here. And then the upgrades comes.
Wow, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. All right, so I have one last question for you here, Mia. Let's talk a little bit about the solar eclipse that happened. I get, it's May 1st, so last month now, April 8th, right? Mm-hmm. Almost a month ago. Tell me about the significance or the importance of that and everything that goes along with it that can benefit us.
It's kind of a zero point moment where everything can be reset.
Okay.
It's a very powerful moment. And if you look at the, you know, they tricked us on the calendar, right? We're on the wrong calendar. It's the Gregorian calendar, which is the correct one. So in April starts the true new year, not in January. So that's also very important. It's like a new beginning. And there was many new beginnings last month in April and many completions last month. I know it was an intense month for people. So it's just recent moments where everything moving to zero point. And if you are conscious and put a lot of energy on it, that's when you can kind of connect to to your monadic self, which means with all of your soul aspects and beyond. So, yeah. There's this incredible time right now, actually, because we talked about all this programming, but, you know, we have already won, the light has already won, because we are too many awakened now. And thank God to the Yav and everything. Thank God to that. We so many did wake up. So we are, I mean, look at my kids. They're 18 and 19, my youngest, and they are so awake. They're like, I'm not going to work regularly. They're out to travel now, and they really know how to work smart and what to look for and not stay in the countries that are super expensive and work, you know, online. Yeah. So it's like we are awakening. So it, like everything is going to change. So by 2030, there will be a completely different place we will be living on. By 2032, it will all be established and the new earth will be here. So,
yes, I heard 2030 is a very important year. I read that somewhere. Somebody told me, I forgot exactly what, but yeah, I heard about 2030. That's like very important.
So everything will change. That's why it's so important that we get to know who we are, because the outer will not stay the same. We need to know who we are, and we need to have that strong connection with God's source, and everything else then can change and fall and rebuild, and, you know, because it's okay if we're not attached to all the outer.
Right. And I think it's just amazing that your kids at 18 and 19 are awakened. That's great. That's what I'm talking about, right? I could only imagine if I was awakened at 18 or 19, what life would be like now, but that's okay. I'm on the path I'm supposed to be on, but.
But it's also stressful, you know, it's stressful sometimes also, because I just knew I was like college, university. I was like, boom, boom, boom. And for them, it's like, oh my God, they have all these options. And I just try to teach them, just, you don't just need to know what you are going to do the next coming 6 months, because everything will anyway change. So just take 6 months at a time.
There you go. That's great advice. Great advice. Awesome. All right, Mia. Well, last and final question here. And this is something I've asked you each time you come on the show, and that's to leave our audience with what I like to call a token of love, just something that you feel they need to hear in this moment, this very moment, that they can take along with them on their journeys. What would that be?
I believe it's to take a couple of breaths into your heart. That's like that incredible space where God is located and the highest vibration of yourself. You know, it can be chaotic on the outer, but close your eyes and take a couple of deep breaths with your heart, and you will find this deep sense of unconditional love, if you want, to yourself and to this planet and all these people around. And with unconditional love, everything gets healed and dissolved. So I think it's that.
I love it. Thank you so much, Mia. And of course, tell the good people where they can find you, website, social media, all that good stuff.
Yeah, www.miakafkios.com. And then I have TikTok, Mia Kafkios, Instagram, Mia Kafkios, YouTube, Mia Kafkios, and Facebook, Mia Kafkios. So it's easy to find. I'm recently enjoying TikTok. I couldn't understand it before, but now I'm like, this is so much fun.
Is it? See, I need to get a TikTok account. I'm not on TikTok. And so I didn't know you were on TikTok. So I'm going to create a TikTok account. I'm going to follow you. That's cool.
Thank you for all your service, Jason, and just always so much fun to be here. I know we're always gonna laugh through the serious stuff.
That's right. We can't forget that, to laugh and to love and to enjoy this place as much as we can while we're here. Thank you so much again, Mia, for being here. You always bless our show with love and knowledge and peace. So thank you so much. And to our audience, I know you enjoyed this episode with Mia. Again, she's been on the show several times. She's full of love and full of peace, full of everything that we need to hear. So as always, keep connected with us at our website, thehiddengateway.com. Shoot us an email at support@thehiddengateway.com if you want to chat. And as always, thank you for pushing your mindset towards a better reality. This will conclude this week's episode. Until next time, stay positive, stay questioning, be love, and be free. The Hidden Gateway, Ouch.